Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. Today you find me in the beautiful little quaint town of Rowena, and I'm here to check out the markets. And first up, I'm here with Chris from
freshhoney.com.au.
So Chris Hall from freshhoney.com.au. Tugum man.
Yes.
And obviously you're a beehive lover.
Absolutely. I have 93 beehives at the moment.
Okay. And what sort of bees?
The European bees, so honeybees.
Oh, very fancy.
I do have a few natives as well, but they don't produce much honey.
Okay, I have a thing for French accents. Do you think you could do this podcast with me with a French accent?
Probably not.
I do tend to put people on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay, so your little... So I've got a little bit of a vision problem. You might have gathered.
I figured that.
But I can tell you've got a bit of a honey vibe happening with your very cute little mobile...
It's my bee van. See, it's got wings.
Oh, it's a...
Wings on each side.
Oh, we'll have to get a photo of that. It is a bee van. Yeah. So what do you sell?
Basically honey and honey products. So, I mean, I've got creamed honeys and raw honeys. There's honeys and turmerics, but then I've got the products as well. So
hang on, honey and turmerics?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Turmeric, ginger, garlic, honey. So, and I've got creamed honey, I've got chocolate creamed honey, cinnamon creamed honey.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they existed. Did you invent that?
No. I wish I could. I wish I did. No.
Have you got like a whole erotic range of rubbing it on your body and that sort of...
We could go that with the cinnamon. The cinnamon honey would go all right for that.
Yeah, the chocolate honey.
It's got Cadbury's chocolate in it.
Oh, wow.
So I guess you could. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Okay.
The beeswax candles you could do that with because they've got a very low melting point.
So you've got candles as well? And so you were saying, I asked you when we stopped here, that do you have the beeswax paper?
Yes.
So can you tell me why that's so good to use?
Beeswax, it's an alternative to plastic. So because it's reusable, and eventually it will start to, the wax actually moves, but you just throw it in your oven and it actually remelts the wax and you can reuse it over and over and over again.
So what do you use it over?
Sandwiches, jars,
plates. How does it stay clean?
You can clean it. So don't wash it because it's got wax in and you'll wash all the wax out. But yeah, just lukewarm soapy water, give it a wipe, that sort of stuff.
Wow, okay. And you were telling me that you can actually buy the wax.
Yes.
And have a go at making your own.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you sell those as a kit with the cotton or is it just the wax?
Just the wax.
Okay, I'll have to have a look at that. I'll have a go at making something like that. That's pretty cool. What else have you got?
Pretty talented people.
Yeah.
There's a few creams. There's a face cream and there's a hand cream and there's a insect repellent.
Yes.
So all wax based.
Yeah.
I've got a few chili sauces as well.
Okay.
I've got a honey soy chili and I've got a straight honey chili as well.
And how long have you been doing the whole honey thing?
I've been doing bees now full time for the last 9 months, but I've been doing bees for about 6 years.
And what's your background?
My only qualifications on paper is I'm a vet nurse. So I worked at a vet clinic for many years.
Wow.
And then I went to pubs, so I was still working with animals.
I got that straight away.
Yeah. And then I decided this is not life for me. There's only so much abuse you can take. So I poke bees instead.
Wow, so, that's really awesome. Thank you, Chris.
I've always been intrigued by the little girls. So, you know, I you can't not love bees. They're just so fascinating little creatures.
I'm not sure how. I'm not really comfortable with what you just said.
They're actually little boys.
No, little girls.
Are they?
Yeah, about 98% girls.
I thought the drones were males.
Yeah, the drones are males. Drones make up a very small percentage of the hive.
Oh.
They literally have no job other than for that one purpose. And they die during that purpose as well.
Right.
Cool. So the girls do all the work. The boys don't even feed themselves. They literally do nothing.
I thought that was the queen.
No. Oh, the queen's pretty well maintained as well. They look after her pretty well. She's there just to lay eggs and do a thing.
Okay. Well, we're with Chris at Local Raw Honey and .com.au. Yep,
that's me.
That's right. And you are based in Tugum. So whereabouts in the bay can you actually get your products?
We go to Ninkinbar Markets, the Howard Markets. You can come pick it up from home as well.
Yep.
And we do a delivery run into Harvey Bay on Wednesdays.
Oh, fantastic.
So obviously we're here at these markets
nice.
As well.
Okay.
And about to start the Maribara markets on Thursdays. So I've just been accepted as a stallholder there.
Lovely. Okay, well, good luck. And hope you have many sweet days ahead.
Sweet deals. It's a real buzz.
It's a real buzz. Okay, bye for now.
Bye.